Hello.
Hi, is that Mark?
Speaking.
Mark, my name's Rob Wills, and I'm calling from KMFM.
Hello there, how are you doing?
I'm good. Have you got 2 minutes for me? I've had an email from Kirk Wyatt.
Right, yeah.
You know Kirk, yeah? He says he's your best friend. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with me reading an email that he sent me to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
He said, I'd like to nominate my best friend Mark for KMFM's Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance. He said, Mark and his six-year-old daughter, Amelia, 3 months ago, his wife and her mother got taken ill with an ear infection and sadly passed away.
That's correct, yeah.
I can't imagine what must be going on for you and Amelia at the moment.
Yeah, it's not been great.
Tell us a little bit about your wife, Vicky.
Vicky, yeah. Well, she was 43. She got diagnosed with an ear infection.
Right.
She'd had it before. She'd had it a year earlier. It was just a bog standard ear infection.
Right.
And unfortunately, the infection spread, transformed into meningitis, and they had to put her in an induced coma. But before they could do anything, it pretty much taken hold. She was already gone.
Wow. When was this, Mark?
18th of August.
How is Amelia?
She's asking all the right questions,
yeah,
that a six-year-old should be asking. Obviously devastated.
Kirk said Vicky was also helping to run Constant Care in a Community for the Elderly.
Yeah, she worked for a charity organisation called Who Cares.
Right.
It basically works on the Hugh Peninsula to basically provide anything for the people that are out this neck of the woods. Take them shopping, clean their house, or just give them a bit of company.
Yeah. Well, Mark, the reason Kirk got in touch is, I don't know if you listen to the show or know much about this, but we do this thing every year at Christmas called Make Someone's Christmas, and the whole idea is that, you know, we try and help people who've maybe had a bad year or people who have done really super things in a community, and we try and do something really special for them at Christmas. And when I read Kirk's email, I can't quite get my head round, and I don't think anybody ever will, and nobody, and I wouldn't wish it upon anybody to walk a day in your shoes right now, because it's coming up to the time of the year where you want family to be together, and there's nothing I can do to, obviously, to bring Vicky back. And so we sat in there and we spoke about it, and I want to do something for you and for Amelia, and I'm hoping that you'll allow us to do this, because next year, you know, Amelia's six at the moment, and I don't have children, but I hear that they grow up very quickly.
Very much so.
I want to help you, if I can, try and give you the opportunity to make some new memories, if I can. So we would like to give you an £800 Centre Parks voucher, which will get you a week away, you and Amelia. And then I'm going to throw you £200 into your bank account as well, because when she's there, she'll want loads of things.
By the way,
by the sounds of what Kirk has said and what he said about your friends and your family around you, by the sounds of it, you're doing just the most amazing job in the worst possible circumstance ever. And hopefully giving you something like that that you can book and look forward to next year will just even just a tiny little bit of happiness back into your life would be great.
That would be amazing.
I really hope you have a Merry Christmas and the best Christmas you can possibly have, not just for you, but for Amelia as well. Thank you so much for being on and being a guest on the show tonight. It's an honour to speak to you, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so very much. Really, really appreciate it. Take care.
Cheers, buddy. All the best, bye-bye, mate. Bye, 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 bye.